Thanks, Matt. Are we on? Can you hear me? Yes, awesome. You really can't see anything past the first two rows, so you could all leave and I'd have no idea this morning. Please don't, because there's chocolates involved later, so you'll want to hang around for that. Well, I think it's been a great start to the morning. The band were absolutely superb. I think Matt was right to thank those guys and the kids down here. And it's just a brilliant morning so far. I'm looking forward to the second half as we go through the rest of this. It's got a real sort of family feel here. It's really exciting. There's lots of laughter and energy. The guys in the band definitely portraying that for us. So you might have noticed, if you're the observant type, that we've been going through the Christmas story, and we're going through it through the songs and the readings that we've been hearing. It's been a lot of fun. And I just want to just hit the pause button quickly and let's recap where we've been so far, just to help us get our heads around it. So it's come up on the screen behind me. We started with that prophecy of Jesus from Isaiah. That was read by each person doing a line each. That was done several hundred years before Jesus, that was written. And Isaiah was a man that heard from God. We believe God speaks to us today as well, and occasionally he gives us insights into the future. Occasionally he tells us of things to come, and that's exciting. And that's what happened for Isaiah there. We then heard from the Kirkwoods, as they talked about Mary's conception. Brilliant family. I was there for the recording. It was loads of fun, loads of laughter. We then had various songs and readings from Kat and Rich about the birth of Jesus. And then the brilliant Davenport family helped us to look at the shepherds. So that was a lot of fun as well. I was there for that recording. It was good fun. Those guys, absolutely brilliant. So that's where we find ourselves in the story this morning. But I just want to jump out of it and do a little game, a little competition for us this morning. You might have noticed as you came in, there's a piece of paper on your chair, and you think, what on earth's that for? Well, this is the moment for you. So if you made it into a paper aeroplane, screwed it up or passed a note, you might want to go and find it now, because you're going to need it, because you want to get involved with this. So there are 10 people on the screen behind me. There's images will come up of all of them. These are 10, you might have seen them around the room this morning. If you're sitting next to one of them, no cheating. I'm watching you. I don't want any cheating going on here this morning. We asked them all a question. We said, what does Christmas mean to you in one word? What does Christmas mean to you in one word? So what I want you to do is grab a pen. There's probably one between two or three because we ran out. So make sure you do it quickly. It sounds like school, doesn't it? One between two. If you just grab your pens, write down one answer that you think one of these guys said. I'll give you a couple of seconds to do that. Be quick, pass the pen around. And then I want to see all the pens on the floor because I don't want any cheating going on here this morning. If you get it right this morning, I have my wonderful wife, Lou, who's going to be running around with some boxes of roses for you to help yourself to, and my other wonderful assistant, Rich Miles, who was up here earlier, will also be running around handing out chocolate. So if you get one right, all I want you to do is just hold up your answer, and those guys will come and see you. Right, we're ready. Let's play the first clip, please.
Hassle getting presents.
Bernie Woods, that is amazing. If you wrote hassle or presents, hold up your answer and the guys will run around and give you one of the chocolates. There's a couple down here. That was absolutely brilliant. Think outside the box. Let's play the next clip.
Family.
Love.
Family and love. What a nice answer. Oh, look at all those family. I bet they all those say family. Good luck with the runners. Okay, next one.
Turkey. I'm going to go.
After about 19 attempts, Ian came up with turkey. If you wrote turkey, that's cheating. They never eat turkey. So they should have said not turkey, but that's two words. Okay, let's watch the next one.
Happy.
I actually asked Joel, what does Mike's preaching make you feel? But that's fine. So if you wrote happy, you can have yourself a chocolate. What's the next one?
Excellent.
Fun and family.
Family, there we go. Fun, family, and excellent. Thanks, Mark and Liz. Next one. Remember to hold them up, you don't want to miss out.
Jesus.
Well done, Roy. Roy said the right answer. Next one.
Laughter.
Excellent. I think there's one more.
Joy.
There you go. Let's keep them up. The guys are running around. So the point of doing that was because I wanted us to think about what our meaning for Christmas is. We've all got one. These guys were put on the spot a little bit. I sort of didn't tell them the question until I threw it at them. I said, what's Christmas mean in one word? And they all went, so they'd probably elaborate on that slightly if you asked them. Some were snappier than others, but we've all got a meaning. Maybe here this morning and you think, Actually, my meaning for Christmas is to gather all the family together. What a great reason. Maybe your reason is to spoil people with presents. Another great reason. I love being spoiled with presents. Don't you? Don't you love that? It's great. Get the family together, enjoy it. But we've all got a meaning for Christmas. Now, what I wanted to do this morning is just challenge that. Try and look at the original meaning for Christmas, the real meaning, I believe, that we celebrate Christmas. I don't think it's turkey, necessarily. I don't think it's mulled wine or, you know, those awful cracker jokes that never get old, but you've heard them all before. You still laugh at them every Christmas. Or mulled wine, as we had this morning. I don't think it's just those reasons. I think there's another reason behind it. So let's dive back into our story. Let's look back at where we are in the nativity story as we looked at this morning. I want us to find our answer in that this morning. So we're at that point where everyone is gathered round looking in at Jesus. As the kids were down here, I don't know if you noticed, but as the kids all came down, I turned around and had a quick look. And our attention came off the band and went on to the kids. We're all looking at the kids who were looking in at Jesus. And that's a bit of a parallel for us this morning as we read through the Christmas story and we look at people looking at Jesus. Okay, so we all, our attention through the songs and the readings that we've had have all been to look at Jesus, to focus in on him. Now, I think those guys in the stable looking at Jesus, probably there would have been old and young, rich and poor, human and animal. You know, we'd had lots of people in that stable staring and looking in at the birth of Jesus. And I don't think that's just there to give us our nativity list. So as long as we've got a donkey, which I haven't seen any this morning, I've seen a sheep, wise men, and someone wearing a tea towel on their head, Tim Erie, excellent. As long as we've got that, we're covered. Now, that obviously that's helpful, but I think there's a different meaning behind why all those people are in that stable. I believe it represents creation, represents the whole of creation, looking in at Jesus. And, you know, those guys came into that room with different circumstances. They'd all be from different backgrounds. And that's the same for us this morning. We all come with different things that we've experienced in life. We've all come with different experiences of life, expectations of life, circumstances, things that are going on in our lives. We're all here this morning, but we are all gathered for a single reason, and that's to celebrate Christmas together. And it's the same for those guys. They were all together celebrating the birth of Jesus. Now, I think they're probably, definitely the animals, probably the people would have been unaware of what they were looking at that moment. They're looking in at the birth of Jesus. And to them, it's they've followed a star or heard an angel and they've gone and they're trying to work it out and they're looking in. And actually, I think, you know, as they're staring and looking in at Jesus, they're unaware of what the promises of Isaiah would have been. You know, we heard earlier, wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father and Prince of Peace. That's what they're looking in that moment. That's the fulfillment of what Isaiah had said. God says to Isaiah, I'm going to send my son. I'm going to send my son, the promised king. And then it comes true there, as we read and we've seen the story. So that's where we are. I don't know about you, but I often skip that at Christmas. We can get so caught up in, as Bernie said, the hassle of buying presents. I agree with that. It takes ages, doesn't it? Online shopping makes it easier, but you never know what you're going to get until it turns up. You think, oh, I'll send that one back. But, you know, we just get caught up in that. Drinking good wine, eating good food, playing with crackers and toys and kids running everywhere. And we just don't stop to remember the real reason of Christmas. And that's what I want us to do this morning. That's why we've put on this service. I know I need to do that. Do you know, in 2 Timothy, it says that Jesus came to defeat death and bring life. Defeat death, destroy death, and bring life. That's good news for us this morning. That's why we celebrate. We celebrate because of what Jesus came to do. We get excited. We meet week to week here on a Sunday morning because we want to celebrate what Jesus has done. We're excited by the good news. Now, Jesus came to heal the brokenness between man and God. He came to bridge that gap so that we might know relationship with the Father. We might know forgiveness from God. That's why Jesus came to earth. That's why we had that promised king. And maybe you're in the room this morning and you're looking in and asking questions. Well, you know, Jesus said he came to bring life and life to the full. Life to the full. Not just life, but life to the full. It sounds exciting. It sounds energetic. It sounds encouraging. I want to live life to the full. You often hear people say that. And Jesus came to do that for us. Do you know, in John 3:16, says, God so loved the world, he gave his one and only son. Whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. He won't perish, have eternal life and life to the full. You put these things together, they get exciting for us this morning. Maybe you aren't a Christian here. Maybe you have a different view of Christmas to the one that I've been talking about this morning. Well, come and speak to us. If you've got questions, if you'd like someone to pray for you, there'll be people down at the sides at the end of the service who'd just love to talk to you. Maybe you want us to pray for you. Maybe you need healing this morning. Maybe you've gone through a difficult circumstance. Then come along. We would love to pray for you this morning. Maybe, as that verse says, you'd like to believe in him. Put your trust and hope in Jesus Christ, the one we've been focused and singing about this morning. Well, you can do that. You don't have to go to a special place. You don't have to do anything, any rituals or anything like that. You know, it's there. There's a forgiveness from God is there through Jesus for you this morning. So come and speak to these guys. They'd love to pray for you, either some of the guys down the front, whatever situation you're in. There's no obligation to get prayed for. Maybe you just want to ask some questions. You know, we run an alpha course from time to time that answers the big questions. You know, we'd love to talk to you a bit more about that. But we're going to jump back into the rest of our story. The band are going to come up, and we're going to continue on through this wonderful Christmas story together. So just where are we at in our story? We know that we're looking at Jesus. We know that the focus is all on him. That actually we're at that holy night where all are gathered, all are celebrating and excited. Maybe they don't quite know what they're excited about, but we have an insight. We get to know the end of that story this morning. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to continue to worship and celebrate Jesus. I'm going to hand over to Matt, and the band are going to lead us. Thanks for listening.
Let's thank Mike through. Well done, Mike.